Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. It's 6:29.
96.9 Viking FM. Live with breaking news, sport, and entertainment. This is Network 969. The headlines.
Well, MP Crusades. I'm John Bradley.
Thank you, John. It's 28 minutes to 7 now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we now return to today's
best music.
96.9 Viking.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
A few questions that I need to know. Is Robbie Williams friends again with Gary Barlow? I need to know, is Dr. Fox a doctor? And how do you complain about Noel Edmonds gotchas? Why do you always lose your car in the multi-stories? Will anyone with personality ever lead the Tories? Why do you always get a chip in your favourite cup? Who puts that teaspoon at the bottom of the washing up? You can tell me to my face. Why anyone would buy a record by Black Lace? How does the Video Plus on your video work? Is Jeremy Beadle really such a jerk? Why was Caesar changed to Mr. Dog? Why don't sweet shops sell chocolate logs? When will Deirdre Rashid find out the truth about John? Why are all the pay-per-view movies such a con?
Best music, 96.9, Viking FM. Cool song. That's All Saints, and never before that, the Rembrandts and new. I'll be there for you, 20 to 7. Coming up this morning, by the way, some of the best bits from breakfast over the last year. Keep it here. It's going to be good fun. Right now, a quick check on the roads with Shepherd Holmes. New homes for a new age. It's Claire.
The only real headache this morning is the...
We've had some great guests on the show during the year, including this man, Gary Barlow. When I first... Today's best music, 96.9, Viking FM. Yeah, he came in and presented breakfast with me one morning during the summer. What a top bloke as well. Gary Barlow, love well way. 6:45. Oh, it's a weird feeling when you're doing your last show. I'll tell you, it's really weird. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do. Coming up this morning, we will be running some of the wind-up calls that we've done during the year, some ones that aren't on the cassette, Best of the Wind-Ups, by the way, which is still available if you haven't got your copy. If you want a copy, by the way, of Best of the Wind-Ups, you can get one from your nearest John Turnbull newsagents. They've got them in stock right now. Also, the St. Andrew's Quay service station has got them, as has our reception here at 96.9. Viking FM. Just call in, say hello, can I have a cassette please? £5, thank you very much, Merry Christmas. It's that easy. It really is. And of course we will be featuring the best of the breakfast remixes as well. Who can forget this one? Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, Ken.
I'd like to go for a ride down Rosamond Street.
Sure, Ken. I was a Barlow girl in a Barlow world. He was fantastic, though his acting's plastic. Ken was teaching classes, and I had huge glasses. Ratings were soaring, but Ken was still boring.
Come on, Deirdre. Let's go, Deirdre.
I was a Barlow girl in a Barlow world. He was fantastic, though his acting's plastic. Ken was teaching classes, and I had huge glasses. Ratings were soaring, but Ken was still boring. I'm a middle-aged girl in a Coronation Street world. Now I'm with John, he sells ties, he's a liar.
You're still mine, Deirdre, love. If you hadn't had an affair with Mike Baldwin, we might still be together.
That was the past, I know I indulged. But now the veins in my neck are starting to bulge. 'Cause I was a Barlow girl in a Barlow world. He was fantastic, though his acting's plastic. Now I'm with John, who used to fly a plane. And Ken loathes us when he sees us down the Rovers.
Nonsense, Deirdre, shut up, Deirdre.
Oh, Ken.
Nonsense, Deirdre, shut up, Deirdre.
Oh, Ken.
Nonsense, Deirdre, shut up, Deirdre.
Oh, come here, Ken.
And nonsense, Deirdre, shut up, Deirdre.
What am I gonna do, Ken?
It's Friday morning. Good morning.
We should let the people at home know exactly what they're missing. Are you ready for this?
Hi, this is Scott Makin, and join me this Saturday from midday for Countdown 969. We'll play Yorkshire and Lincolnshire's biggest selling hits that you bought over the last week, so don't miss it. It's the fastest, freshest, and most listened to chart show of the weekend. Countdown 969 with Charisma in Doncaster for the number one nightclub experience in the region.
Scott Makin.
Countdown 969. Simon Logan. He's ridiculous.
Are you trying to be insulting?
96.9 Viking FM.
Rain this morning, sunshine later, and coming next, wind-up time. It's 10 to 7. Today's best music, 96.9 Viking FM Boyzone. Baby, can I hold you tonight? Wind-up time yesterday morning, we called a woman about her ducks.
Mrs. Feathern there, please.
Speaking.
Oh, Sheila Feathern.
Yes.
Mike Newell, Environmental Health.
Yeah.
Are you the owner of some ducks?
Yes.
Ah, it is you then.
Yeah, well, I am. My son is.
Right, we've been trying to trace you for some time, actually. We've had considerable amounts of complaints, I'm afraid.
Oh, have you?
What exactly is the situation with
you? Well, the ducks was little when my son got them. And that...
And how long ago was...
trying to find somewhere he could take them. He isn't keeping them.
What do you mean he's not keeping them?
He's got, you know, he was going to ring RSPCA up to see if there was somewhere he could take them.
Where's he got them from, Mrs. Feathern?
He got them from the pet shop. They're just in the garden at the moment.
Ah, this is what we were led to believe, just roaming about free.
Yeah.
Right. The main complaint seems to be the noise.
Yeah, the noise? I've never heard them.
Well, obviously they're going wah, 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 wah all the time, are they?
Not as far as I've heard, and I'm in older, and I'm not deaf. But if you could recommend anywhere, my son would be gladly to take them.
Well, really, you shouldn't have taken them on if you can't sort of look after them properly, should you?
Well, I had nothing to do with it. I'm just, the mother. He thought that he could, keep...
Hang on a minute. How old is your son?
20.
Right, and he still lives at home?
It's a home,
so
working.
Surely you'd have to have your permission to,
well,
keep
his
them.
Girlfriend wanted them, and then the mother didn't want them, so they was keeping them at my house for a few days.
Have you thought about, this year, instead of having turkey, you could have duck for Christmas dinner?
No, I couldn't eat them.
It'd be one way to sort of alleviate the problem, wouldn't it? I know it sounds a bit, mercenary.
But if there was somewhere where he could take them, or somebody else wanted them for Christmas dinner, by all means, we can have them.
Right, would you be able to slaughter them yourself,
no,
or... Pardon?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
No.
Right. Are they a bit of a nuisance then for you? Because this is what other people have said. The noise and the smell and everything.
No, not really.
Have they been wandering into adjoining properties?
Not as far as I know. I've got bushes at the back and a fence, and I've got a 6-foot fence at each side.
What sort of size ducks are they, if you don't mind me asking, Mrs. Feathern?
Well, I think there was about 6 weeks when he got them.
That was funny, wasn't it? I called you Feather there, talking about ducks.
I wouldn't say they're really big, and I wouldn't say they were small.
Just sort of medium size, then?
Yeah, medium size,
Do a family of four, then, for Christmas lunch?
If they could eat them yet, by all means, they can take them.
Are you feeding them bread and the such like?
And the duck food, my son.
And the duck food.
Yep.
The thing is, you do know about the vermin problem that we've got?
No.
We've managed to clear it up, going back to last March now. Mm-hmm. I think a few people are afraid if you keep putting rubbish down for them...
Yeah.
It's going to not only, be good for the ducks, but good for the ratties.
Yeah, well, I do want them out the way.
Anyone wants a few quack quacks?
Yeah.
You're the person.
You see, his girlfriend wanted them and her mother refused them, so I ended up with them and I said only for a few days, but they're still here.
Is she duck crazy then or something?
Well, I think with them being little ducks, they've got...
Quack, 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 quack. That's how they go, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're a quacking nuisance, I would think. Do they fly?
No. Well, I haven't seen them. If they would, I'd gladly, help them on the way.
You quite like them to fly away, really,
would,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd open the doors for them.
Wah, 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 w There you go.
So have you any suggestions?
I've no idea at all. Perhaps you could ring some friends and see if they would have
I've
them.
Already asked.
You've already asked your friends?
I've already asked families if they want duck for Christmas.
Mrs. Feather, what are we going to do? Mrs. Feather.
Feather.
Have you asked Tyke and Jean? Perhaps they could help.
Tyke and Jean?
Yeah. Your in-laws?
Yeah.
Perhaps they would be able to help you.
No, I don't think so.
They might be able to, you never know.
And what made you mention their name?
Well, they've written to me to wind you up. You're live on the radio now.
Oh, yeah, am I?
You are, Sheila.
God.
Would you like
well,
me to...
I hope everybody's listening. If they want to duck, they could.
So, thanks a lot, Sheila, and I hope you find a good home for those ducks.
Well, if you recommend anybody, give us a ring.
You never know, we might get some calls.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
NewCheckDownloads.com.